This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومستن بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. And so my brothers and sisters, this is another opportunity for us to gather on this blessed day of this blessed hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah. And first and foremost, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the blessings and the rewards of this beautiful day. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us in His masajid and places of worship sooner rather than later, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. So today I want to share with you a couple of verses that is found in Surah Isra, Surah Al-Isra. So let's get right to it, guys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا مَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. So in the collection of these beautiful verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of a day that will come, the day of judgment, in which is a day of accountability. But what's really interesting is just how this conversation begins in this beautiful surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. So here's the thing. So we are at verses number 13, 14, and 15. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ is a word that's used to describe something that you hang. So Allah says that all of mankind, they will come on the day of judgment. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ. Ta'ir, so they will have hanged around them. Ta'ir is literally a bird. So they will have on the day of judgment a bird that will hang around their necks. But that's not exactly how the verse is to be understood. You see, back before Islam, and even perhaps maybe till this day, there are some parts of the world that use birds as a symbol of telling the future. And so birds have been a symbol of fate. So depending on which direction it's flying, this is going to happen to you. Depending on how the bird falls or dies, this is who you're going to marry, so on and so forth. Like all of these superstitious type beliefs, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that with respect to the bird, it's as if He's saying, on the day of judgment, around your neck, you will have ta'irahu fi 'unuqi. Your fate will hang around your neck. So it's like a metaphorical expression. Your fate will be around you. In other words, it's already a done deal. Now, this is really important for people that when you go through struggles and hardships, or even the good times, the happinesses that we all experience in our lives, this ayah is good for us because it tells us that regardless what you have done or not done, regardless of what efforts you make or don't make, it's already done. It's around your neck. Your fate is sealed. Case closed. So we can't just say, you know, I'm still trying to figure out my life. You know, I don't know which direction I'm going. Oh, it's already done. What you have to do as an individual now is to do your best to make the right decisions and have the best goals and intentions in mind. Do what it is that you can, but in terms of the ultimate end and result, it's already been done. And this is the expression that's captured here in this introduction of the ayah. Then Allah continues and He says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Like this ayah is just unbelievable. And then we will bring them out on the day of judgment with a book. Kitaban, it's nakira, which means that it's non-definitive. We don't know exactly what book this is. But then Allah says, يَلْقَاهُ. يَلْقَاهُ لِقَاءٌ literally means to meet somebody and have contact with them. So this book is going to be brought in front of a believer, in front of an individual, and they're going to look at this book and they're not going to know what it is, but it's going to be spread and opened up right in front of their faces. And here's the thing, Allah describes the book and He says it's manshura. Manshura is something that is vast and it's wide. Manshura is also a word to use to spread things around. So like if I had like a handful of marbles, and I just took the marbles and I scattered them everywhere. That's called intishar, nashara. So you're spreading these marbles everywhere. So in other words, this book is going to be massive, that it's going to spread all over the place. What is this book? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says next. And He says, iqara kitabak, read it, because it's your book. And that's when the individual is going to realize, my goodness, this is my book? And it's so big, it's so vast, it's spread out all over the place as far as my eyes can see. This is the book of deeds. This is the book of everything that is said and everything that was done in your life and in mine. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength. Then Allah azza wa jalla continues and He says, اقرأ كتابك. It's your book. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. It's enough that you, just by existence on the day of judgment, is an accountability. In other words, the fact that we show up on the day of judgment is enough that you have a case that needs to be trialed by the judge on the day of judgment. So this is what is, it's a very powerful message. And now let's just put all of these things together before we go on to the next verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here that look, at the end of the day, you have to be aware of what you say and what you do. And that's one of the greatest lessons that we are learning here during this lockdown period. Although for many parts of the world, things are starting to get a little better now, things are starting to ease, there's this new, renewed sense of appreciation and gratitude that must be within each and every one of us. And so it's not just about getting back to the way things were, but it's a renewed sense of hope, prosperity, doing the right thing, mercy, love, and care for one another, forgiveness, tolerance, and patience, all of these wonderful things. Why? Because at the end of the day, there's going to be this book that's placed in front of you and I, and it's so massive, it's as far as the eyes can see, and Allah says, اقرأ كتابك, that's actually your book. And you, just by sitting there, by being on the day of judgment, you're just there, is enough of a reason that you're going to be accountable. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us strength. Here's the last verse that I want to spend some time on, because this verse is just unbelievable. This is verse number 50. مَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. So just remember, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that whoever has guidance, that guidance is just for you. In other words, Allah is saying that, you know, if you figure your way out, if you study, if you pay attention, you pray, you do all of these amazing things, and you find some direction in your life, just remember that you do that for yourself. Like, you're not coming to me because I need you for something, that I benefit from you or your existence. That's all you. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. And whoever is misguided, well, guess what? The choices you make, that level of misguidance is on you as well. Allah doesn't lose anything by you being misguided or myself being misguided. And may Allah protect us from ever being misguided. Allahumma ameen. And then here it is. This is the part that I really, really want all of you to remember and to pay attention and to just understand well. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Allah says, and don't tazira wazira. Wazira comes from the word wizrun. And wizrun literally means somebody that carries a burden. Okay, so it's like, you know, when somebody wants to go for a hike, for example, we usually take our backpack. And wazira is also the burden that you carry is everything. So you try to take all the supplies that you need. So you take food, you take medical supplies, you take clothing, you take a little bit of everything. So it's almost as if you have like this mini house in your backpack and then you go for your long hike. What's interesting also is that wizara or wizar is also used to, for a cloth. And if you look back at the old cartoons, usually when there's a character that goes on a long journey, this is like way back in the days, they would take a big cloth, put all their stuff in it, tie it around their backs, and then they would go on their journey. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really saying here is, don't you for a moment think that you're going to carry the burden Okay, you're going to wrap and carry the burden for somebody else. In other words, be accountable for yourself. This particular ayah, it has also universal value in the sense that you could have conversations about this sentence with anybody at any time. So it's like, you know, teacher asks a student, why are you late? Because my friend was late, so I ended up coming with them. That's not an excuse. That won't work because the teacher will still say, well, I'll deal with her or him after. But you got to be accountable for yourself. If you know you're going to be late, get to class on time. Forget about your friends. So, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Carry your own burden. Carry the things that you say and do. It's all with you. Now, here's the next thing. وِزَارَ, as we said, is a cloth. So if you put your stuff inside of a bag or a cloth and you carry it with you, can I see what's in your cloth? Can you see what's in my cloth? We can't, right? And that's the whole point of carrying all of your supplies and the things that you need to survive. So when it comes to what the individual is carrying, we establish that they're carrying their deeds, but they keep those deeds private. And the lesson for you and I, especially in this world, is when we do our good deeds, sure, it's fine to share some of the things that you do for the sake of Allah with the rest of the world. That's okay. Why? Because it could be a source of encouragement. It could inspire people to want to be involved and do the right thing as well. But the reality is, at the end of the day, it's a fine line between you showing the world what it is that you've done in order to encourage and inspire them, and for that to affect your intention. And then the attention that you get as a result of people seeing what you do. And so there's a fine line there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this indication that the general rule of thumb with your deeds is that you should keep them private. So that's at least with respect to the good deeds. And don't worry, if people don't recognize you, if people don't, you know, give you the thumbs up, if people don't congratulate you, if people don't post up what you've done for them, that's okay. The point is, at the end of the day, Allah says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah is keeping complete knowledge and track of everything that you're doing. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And you don't have any idea about that anyway. So don't worry. If people are not keeping track of what you've done, then realize that Allah is doing this. And that's the most important thing. That's the priority. Secondly, in another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. On the day of judgment, every single person will be able to see, it'll be laid out and exposed in front of them, all the good deeds that they've done. So in other words, here's the thing, for those of you who study Arabic, the word muhdara doesn't mean that the deeds or the scale will be present. It means that the scale and the deeds are present and you can see all of them, all of the little nitty-gritty things. So in other words, you're going to see every single salam that you've ever given for the sake of Allah, and you're going to look at the scale and you'll be like, my goodness, every one of them counted. You're going to see every Eid Mubarak that you sent out, whether it be on Facebook or in social media, whether you verbalize it, and you're going to look on your scale and be like, subhanAllah, every greeting that I sent out just to make people feel happy and give them, you know, let them know I remember them, it actually counted. It actually became a good deed for me. And so Allah is saying, just be concerned about your own self and do what it is that you have to do, that at the end of the day, when you have choices, make the best choice that is best for you, because that's what society and culture really is. We are the strength of who we are. The community continues to flourish and thrive because of the members of that community. So when we continue to improve ourselves, when we continue to strive to do the best that we can to be good people in this world, our community becomes this way, our societies, culture, and the entire ummah and the entire world continues to do the same. So, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. You do your best to hide those deeds and keep that between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said that, as I mentioned to you, it's perfectly okay from once in a while you want to post certain things. But what I usually tell students here is, always have your private time with Allah. Always have private time with Him. Always have, and again, all of you watching this, if you don't have alone time with Allah, you're never going to really taste the sweetness of what it's like to worship Him. Why do I say that? You see, when you're praying in a jama'ah, you have additional challenges, distractions, and barriers that hamper towards your concentration and your focus. You know, somebody beside you might be moving around a little bit. You know, something might just, some aroma might start coming into the air and something smells or what have you. Kid runs across, there's a baby crying somewhere, the lights turn off. So many different things could happen, except when you're alone. If the lights are off, the light in your heart is still on. The brilliance in your focus, it's still there. You know, when you're alone, you can encourage yourself to become emotional, and you start to cry for the sake of Allah. Like, that's how you break down those layers of distraction, is that when you spend time in worship alone, just between you and Allah, I can tell you that this is where the sweetness of our deen is. It's when we're in isolation between us and Allah. It's when we seclude ourselves. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ used to climb Mount Hira. He used to climb that mountain in Mecca, and he would sit in a small cave. And what would he do? He would just contemplate, reflect, and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did Allah do? Allah sent the greatest angel to him. So he was rewarded and honored and raised in terms of his level and his status in front of the entire world because of those moments. Allah chose that time of seclusion to do that. So we should all have alone time with Allah, and that should happen as much and as often as possible. Keep in mind, being alone does not mean you lock yourself up in a room dark somewhere and that's the end of that. Alone time is also, you donated some money, but you didn't tell anybody where, you didn't tell them how much. You just did that between you and Allah, and you continued your day. That's alone time with Allah as well. You walked into a masjid, you saw that some of the chairs that the elders sit on are broken. Guess what you did? You went to the hardware store, you went to a place, you bought a dozen chairs or half a dozen, what have you, and you put it in the masjid and you donated it. You didn't tell anybody about it. You didn't tell your friends. Obviously, you told the administration, hey, I want to do this khayr. I want to do this good for the masjid. But you didn't tell nobody, not even your parents know. This is why some of the Salaf, they used to say that we used to have people memorize Quran, our own siblings, and we didn't know that they memorized Quran. Their own siblings. Why? Because it's the whole idea of just leaving what you do for the sake of Allah, for Allah and Allah alone. Once again, if you do things to encourage one another, if you post things to encourage and inspire people, that's okay too. But just make sure you have alone time with your Creator in whatever way or capacity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. This is where I'm going to pause, guys, and just take a quick breather. And then when we stand up again, inshallah, or at least I stand up again, inshallah, we'll conclude with the conclusion of this verse, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. All of you listening to this, let's pray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength, preserve and protect Islam in our hearts and in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a source of inspiration and encouragement for each other and for the rest of the world in the most positive way possible. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and healthy ayna ma kan, wherever we are. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iri muslimina min kulli dhanb. Fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, alayhi afdalu salah wa man wala. Wa ma kunna mu'adhibin hatta naba'atha rasula. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, we're not going to punish anybody hatta, until naba'atha rasula, until we send for you a messenger. In other words, you're not going to be accountable for the things you don't know. You're not going to be accountable for the things that you forget. You're definitely not going to be accountable for the things that were never taught to you, they were never sent to you. That doesn't mean that when these things are around us and we choose not to access them, okay, khalas, I'm still in the clear. No, no, no. We have a lot of knowledge around us. The Prophet ﷺ delivered his message. The explanation of his message is clear now. We have Bukhari, we have Muslim, we have all of these sources now. We have tafasir, like in every language you can think of. We have the knowledge with us. But if you don't have internet connection, or you don't know anybody, or you're not connected to another Muslim, those are situations where you can say, okay, you know what? I got to work at this. I got to find alternative ways to get this knowledge. You can't just say, well, my internet is dead. I don't have access to YouTube. I can't learn anything. Khair, Allah knows my situation. It doesn't work that way. You know, one scholar told me that we live in a time now where saying I didn't know is almost impossible when it comes to Islam. It's almost impossible. We have access to every ounce of knowledge you can think of. And it's actually one of the things that, as an ummah, it's one of the things that we enjoy. It's pretty much, it's kind of like a golden age of knowledge for this ummah. So it's actually a positive thing that we still have, is the accessibility to seek and learn whatever it is that we need to seek or learn with respect to our deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't worry, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to send a message. I'm going to send a teacher, and that teacher is going to be your example. So you're going to get, you know, a 3D explanation. Everything is going to be outlined for you. And then, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Remember that line, brothers and sisters, remember that part of the verse, that you are not required to carry the burden of others. Because even parents listening to this, when your children be like, yeah, well, I punched her because she wanted to punch me, so it's her fault. No, be accountable for yourself. Why did you punch her, right? You shouldn't have done that, despite that she did it to you. You know what I mean? It's like you could use this verse for almost any situation. And again, it has universal value as well. So it's not just restricted for Muslims. You can have this conversation anywhere. It's an attitude and a discipline that we all have to have. So that's our reminder today, inshallah ta'ala. Keep working at yourself. Keep building yourself. Utilize and take full advantage of this opportunity. It's going to slowly start to shift now, where we're going to start getting busy again. We're going to start getting back out there again. And you're going to remember these times. You know, when I first started this whole isolation period about just over a month ago, I have to admit I was feeling really down and depressed, because the job that we do as du'at, we're always out there in front of the public, in front of our community, so we're always interacting with people. So when that literally shut off in one day, and I remember sitting with my class at the IAT Thursday night, and I was telling everybody today was the last day, and everybody's face was just in shock that just like that, today's the last day, you're not going to see another class for the rest of the year. But then again, you know, as we got through that period, and standing here in front of you today, May the 8th, 2020, at this very moment, I can honestly say I'm starting to appreciate a lot of the things that I completely forgot about. Not spending time with family and that's it, but it's the value in that time. Just how much I need family and that support. It was something that was lost for a long time. It was always there, just I wouldn't access it as much as I needed it. And so I rediscovered just how much I need that presence of support from the people that I live with. But then also, being in the month of Ramadan, and we're all fasting right now, this is by far the easiest Ramadan that I have ever experienced in my whole life. So I want to ask all of you, how's this Ramadan been for you? I mean, you don't have to tell me about, oh, well, I can't get to go to the masjid, I can't go get to have iftar. We've talked about that a lot. I know I still miss that every single time, but for some reason, it's as if Allah just added a layer of yusr, added a layer of ease in this Ramadan. You know, when you try to fast the rest of the year, it's almost impossible. But when you have to fast one entire month in a month of Ramadan, it's a piece of cake. But then this year, it just seems to be that much easier. I don't know what it is. I don't know if this is Allah's mercy. I don't know if it's because of the isolation. I don't know what it is. But man, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our efforts and accept from us our Ramadan and our fasts and our ibadah. May Allah azza wa jal continue to elevate us and give us the best of this world and the hereafter. Again, for those of you who are online, let me know how this whole Ramadan experience has been for you. If there's something that you've done or not done, but I'm really interested in how you made this Ramadan special and different. We're isolated, there's no masajid, there's no outdoor iftars. So what did you do to make this Ramadan meaningful for you? And as the days continue, inshallah, I'll share some of the things that I found very beneficial that really helped me. But with that being said, We conclude, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless, reward, and honor all of you that are watching this. Please take the time to share this message. It's literally just for the benefit, inshallah. And we hope that we all get a portion of that reward, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So take care, guys. It is now almost 1:30, so we can pray our Salat al-Dhuhr, especially for those of you in Eastern Standard Time. You can pray your Salat al-Dhuhr. Of course, that is 4 raka'ats. All of you that I see online commenting, wa alaykum as-salam. May Allah bless you guys and honor you guys. Thank you for your support. Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Mark. I see you, man. I see you every week. May Allah bless you, brother. I can't wait to be able to see you and hang out with you, insha'Allah ta'ala. Okay, everybody take care. Jazakallahu khairan and enjoy the rest of your Jumu'ah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.